1 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop truck. From the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never words from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs for the next 2 hours. 855-915 WMFO, that's 855-915-9636, locally 781-350-3264 if you are so inclined to touch base with me. Anyway, got some stuff in that I ordered with Christmas money. Get played at other points or later on the show. And a few shows to tell you about coming up this and a record show this weekend, actually, in Burlington. Anyway, let's get on with it. These are the Desperate Hours.
Can't you see? everybody. Hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
at 6:16 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 away, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yeah, anyway, let me explain away this first set of the evening. Now, let's see, I'm doing this from, there we go. Anyway, by the way, I do post the archives are posted to the WMFO website as well as the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page, as is the Spinatron playlist. Anyway, you just heard the Rolling Stones, a bootleg, and I don't know where I got this. Well, it's a vinyl from 1964. Came out many, many years later, but I don't know how it wound up in my collection, but it did. Well, the name of the track is called We Were Falling in Love. Before that, Noble Thin Man Watts and his rhythm, I think it's Rhythm Something. I put the record away already. Anyway, Noble Thin Man Watts did Blast Off 1958 on a Baton label. Before that, the Marauders did Bad Girl, a track originally released on the Rockland label in 1967. I got off the compilation No Tease. Came out on Teenage Shutdown in 2000. Before that, the Electras, part of the Litter and all those Minneapolis bands. The Electras did the original version of Dirty Old Man. I got off the compilation The Scotty Story, which came out in 1993 on Arf Arf. It was originally released on the Scotty label in 1966, and we kicked off the show with The Quests. The Quests. And I'm Tempted. That was originally released on the Fenton label in 1966. I got off the compilation Michigan Mayhem. Anyway, if you want to get a hold of me between shows, you're going to make that bumper that I've been begging for, probably for the better part of 2 years. All you got to do is make a WAV or an MP3, mention the Desperate Hours, Alex, and WMFO, and all their possible combinations, as well as your claim to fame or lack thereof. Make a WAV or an MP3 out of it and send it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. I mean, it doesn't have to be real slick. I mean, I'll try to make it somewhat, listenable. Anyway, pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. Well, if they walk out between two cars, what are you going to do? Anyway, when you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. This is a life-saving message from the walkers, I guess, here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, couple of shows happening this weekend that you should check out. Liars, Modifiers, and Charms. I haven't seen them in a while. They played the Boston Safe Benefit probably like about 2 years ago or a year and a half ago down at Lizard Lounge. They're going to be playing upstairs the Middle East tomorrow. Doors at 8. Club Linehan a Go-Go with Kenny Highland Band and Freaky and Funkly at the Out of the Blue Art Gallery. And that's doors open at 9, 541 Mass Ave in Cambridge. And there's the Dead Wax Record Show. Doors open at 8:30 for the early birds, 9:30 for all the rest of us who actually want to get some sleep and want to save the $2. That's at the Hilton Garden Inn in Burlington. And that's Sunday morning. Anyway, I'm going to kick it off with some local vinyl from 54 years ago, I guess. It's 1963. Let's get on with it. These are the Desperate Hours.
We'll be right back. Dick Cannon, private investigator. I'm in a very desperate situation. And when I'm in a very desperate situation, I always like to listen to
The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Over and out.
Listen, sister, I don't dance. And I can't take time out now to learn.
Let's go.
7:33 Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yeah. Just heard Freddie Scott. Oh, back me up. If you weren't listening last week, this way, backing track for this week, last week, and the next couple of weeks will be is the Breakers and a track called Jetstream, originally released on the DJB label 1964. I got off the compilation Strumming Mental Part 2 on Crypt. Anyway, you just heard Freddie Scott do the slide, released in 1963 on the Culpix label. If it sounds like I sat on a thing on the way over, well, it's my vinyl. It's most of my collection. Anyway, before that, Kiss. Kiss and Shock Me, Ace Frehley on vocals from 1977 on Casablanca. The album was Love Gun. That was the one that they took vials of their own blood and poured it into the Primordial Ooze to make the records. So, yeah, whatever. Anyway, for that, The Ruins, a track that was previously unreleased. It was recorded for a WDGW Records. That one's going out to Rob Brannigan. And the name of the track is She Doesn't Understand. I got off a compilation, A Fistful of Fuzz. Came out about probably around the turn of the century, maybe a little before, on the DMT label. And then we kicked it off with the Revelers, a local band. Way a long time ago, I played this on my old show, Coffee and Smokes. And I got a phone call with one of the guys, the guitarist from the Revelers. Now that'd be about 18 or 20 years ago. Anyway, the Revelers did Hangin' Five from 1963 on the G-Clef label. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. 781-350-3264 locally. Yeah, we got Skype, but you know what? No. I mean, I have to have some privacy. He's out of the Desperate Hours.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate Alex Piandez with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University Medford. Douchebag.
possibilities. You see 6 inches above her knees. I'm just like a man that's held in traction. She leaves me with a psychotic reaction.
Oh yeah, it's 6:40 East, 8 Eastern time. And these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yes. Already burnt up 45 minutes entertaining the both of yous. Anyway, you just heard the four-pack, or the IV pack, I don't know. Maybe the hospital workers, and they all got together. Anyway, I'm going to go with the Roman one, the four-pack, and a track called What's It? Originally released on the Hippie label, 1967. I got off the compilation, She'll Hurt You in the End. Came out in 1995 on Teenage Shutdown. Before that, Pat Farrell and the Believers from the compilation Destination Frantic. Destination Frantic, Volume 1. And Bad Woman. That was kind of a semi or mid-major label release. Came out on the Diamond label in 1968. Well, that Marvin Gaye did the original Hitchhike. Came out in 1963 on Tamla. That sounds a little bit more, a little bit less sad on than most of my records from that era. Now I kicked it off with Cliff Nobles. Well, I share a birthday with, by the way, but he's long dead. And I got at least a couple of days to go. Anyway, Cliff Nobles did Love Is All Right. That's the vocal over the instrumental called The Horse, which hits number two. Hit number two in 1968, in the summer of 68, on the Filet of Soul label. The Horse was the B-side, and that wound up being the big hit. And as a result, it was Cliff Nobles and company that did the instrumental, though I got the credit for doing the instrumental. And I think Cliff Nobles might have made, like, recorded maybe two more vocal tracks, but lent his name to the band, and they released a couple of more singles. And I believe that horn section went on to be MFSB, if my research and, you know, whatever. You don't know what's true and what's not, but I do believe they became part of MFSB. Anyway, hey, you know, look at Dennis Coffey. You know, he's done like a wide range of stuff. Anyway, it's 6:51 Eastern Time, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Locally, it's 781-350-3264. Want to get a hold of me between shows? That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Got a couple of hundred likes on the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page. Admit it. You're on social media. Like the show. I don't bother you that much. Can't be any worse than what you see on Facebook anyway. Anyway, this next set will take us past a point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. I got one track queued up, some vinyl. I think this one, actually, this one too sounds a little less like I sat on it in the way over. These are the Desperate Hours. My CD collection, too. Anyway, here we go. Nope. The heck with it. I'm shutting this off. Here we go. We'll be right back.
This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Somebody gonna steal him.